Next question. This is a topic that's come up a number of times throughout the game and in the comments associated with a number of different Senate campaigns. The question is basically, how do we bring people to SF-Zero? And once we've brought them to the game, how do we encourage them to stay? And once we've convinced them to stay, how do we get them to task in a way that brings us pleasure? How do we turn them into how do we turn them from non-players into polished, excellent taskers? And we're going to let's see, let me find where I am here. We're going to open that question up with GY0 Adam, I believe.
Hi. What do you look like? What's the problem? Why are you calling me?
Okay. I think that... that certainly leaves us with food for thought. Senator Babe, what do you think? How do we bring new people in and get them tasking well?
Yeah, I find this question very important because it bothers me lots of times when people are new in the game and they add lame tasks, as is written here in this thing here, and then. And then people drop mean comments, because even if, I mean, it's their first task and they might not know how to play the game, and as soon as someone says something mean, then they will not log on again and they will not even try. And I think it happens quite often, and I normally, if the task is lame, I just say nothing. I think that's enough, because then they can even have a second chance. But if people say bad things then, or are mean, and then they never log on again and they don't even try. So I'm against negative commenting first tasks at all.
Okay, thank you, Senator Babe. Dark Aardvark, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I agree with Babe. I think sometimes some people can have a tendency to come on a little bit too harshly to new players when I think the way to get them, to encourage them to task more, is to greet them warmly and talk to them about the way that we like to play the game, which might not be necessarily the way that they think the game should be played, but to be tolerant of the way that people come in. And if we want them to do things differently, to approach it in a nice fashion. In terms of getting more people to come to SF-Zero, getting people to stay with SF-Zero, I think one important thing that we need to think about is that when SF-Zero was first created, it was, you know, basically a group of people in San Francisco who all knew each other, and one of the biggest influxes of people back in the day was the old Minnesota Zero, who were another group of people who were all very closely related and knew each other. And the type of people who are coming to SF-Zero nowadays are people who probably don't have anyone who plays SF-Zero in their city, or don't know anyone who plays SF-Zero, but just stumble upon the site. And I don't have any good solutions for how to best keep them here and get them tasking, but I think it's something to be aware of that, you know, I think we could look towards making tasks that allow people to integrate tasking with their group of friends who may or may not be involved in SF-Zero already, without making them join the game as well, and things like that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Senator Aardvark. Lincoln, what do you think?
I'd say I'd go for a warm welcome for the orphans that Dark Aardvark was talking about. Just, I try to welcome everybody who I see any potential at all. I send them an email and just give them a warm welcome, saying, hello, we value you. And the way to get them to task correctly is by tasking by example. You get, you know, you show them what we like and what we accept. And when they do poorly and they're just throwing crap up there, I like to use the Waldo Cheerio method of pointing out, you know, nicely and friendly, welcome, here's what we think you might be striving to do, and you know, he has a good speech that he writes on the new tasks, and I'm for that approach.
Okay, thank you, Lincoln. Senator Pixie.
Okay, this is something which I have thought extensively about, being that I sucked for a while. No offense to me. Well, actually, yes. I did not task nearly as well as I could for a while. But I also think that it is kind of important to let this game also be a casual creative outlet for some, because I personally now like tasking to the limit as much as I can. I am really excited about potential collaborating long distance and other such things, but I know that other people just kind of use this game as an occasional, oh, well, this might be a fun thing to do once a month, or, oh, well, I'll just casually get into it. I like the fact that the game has that kind of flexibility, and if it didn't have that kind of flexibility, then I probably couldn't have gotten into it. I think that there should be a twofold strategy of how to welcome players and get them into the game. I think that potentially, like, we should take it upon ourselves to personally make sure that every player who signs up and does at least one task is somehow welcomed in some way. And I think that maybe in the long term, such as the next era, we should come up with a kind of a longer orientation process than just submit a player photograph. Because while that does introduce people to the game, I think that we could definitely come up with something a lot more cool and a lot more ARG-ish. I also think that, I know this sounds bad, but new players should have slightly less freedom so we can kind of push them in the right direction. Not to say that, like, I love how much freedom this game has, but I think that it's much more cool if you earn it as you level up than if you just are given this wide open expanse and then you don't know what to do with it and then you quit. Because I know a lot of people who are just overwhelmed by the game and all the different options they have and then just don't really know what to do and leave. So if we started out more like a directed game and then maybe make it broaden out and get more creative as we level up, I think that could potentially be a good strategy.
Okay, thank you, Senator Pixie. Spider. What are your thoughts?
I think my thoughts have already been said by my esteemed colleagues. So I'd like to thank everyone who spoke so far. That I think that the points about allowing for different ways of play, making sure to encourage new players gently rather than sort of harshly judging the tasks that they do, that all of us, I think, have had tasks, particularly at the beginning of our experience on SF-Zero, that were less well done than we would do now, or than we have grown into doing. So I think I guess I'll simply extend upon that a little bit by saying that I think it's a big part of this is helping people understand the nature of the site. That it may be true that some people who come and begin tasking, it turns out, are less interested in this. But that for those who are, I think that they respond really well to essentially community invitation. That this is one really effective way of doing this is commenting on their tasks, saying what it was that you were interested in it, and showing them other examples of tasks that they might enjoy and might see as inspiration. I think that this is a really good method and has worked very well. I guess I have one final comment, which is you mentioned essentially how do we get them to task the way we want them to? And I would turn that around a little bit and say that I think that there are, in fact, a variety of different kinds of tasking. You know, you can imagine many of the different players, you know, even in this senatorial debate, play sort of very fairly different kinds of SF-Zero games. And so I think I would encourage people to engage with new players and bring them in, but that anyone who is excited and who is brought into SF-Zero, I think, will bring with them an interesting style of play, and that we should encourage that.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Low-tech, last but not least, how do you respond?
All right, back. I'm not really sure what the best way to deal with it is. I think Babe had it right. Just, you know, if you're not interested, just leave it alone. think maybe Lincoln had the best point. Just ultimately, you got to task by example. Like, I don't think it's fair for me to really comment on people's tasks if I'm not tasking. Plus, a lot of my early tasks were pretty awful. So, I don't know. I'd say just let people play the way they want and, you know, support what you like via voting and commenting.
Okay, sounds good. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone wants to rebut. Starting with, I believe it was GY0 Adam that we began with.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
Okay, a passionate defense against some accusations that someone may have made. Babe, any rebuttal?
Yeah, I wanted to say, because Pixie said that maybe the players, new players, should have less freedom. I don't agree with that, because I find that there's no reason, because everyone should really see SF0 as a playground where they can play however they want to and whatever they like. If it's not interesting to read through, then, I mean, no one has to read every task completion. I find that every new player should have the same rights than the older ones.
Okay, thank you, Babe. Dark Aardvark?
I just want to, I'll toot my horn very briefly and mention that a long time ago, I did a task called Instruction Manual, where I made a very brief guide, not about necessarily how to play the game, but about the sorts of things that we like to see in completions that we give votes for, that, you know, generally it's things happening in the real world. We like to see photographs and stuff. And I'm sure it's old and out of date, and I'm sure there's better ways to say it, but I think something like that, not necessarily the pamphlet itself, could be added to the site itself when new players are registering, just to give them some kind of an idea of the types of things we like to look for when we give out votes.
Okay, thank you. Senator Lincoln?
First, to Pixie and Lotec, and everybody thinks that they were terrible to start. We were all terrible when we started. Unless your name is Haiku, you were a terrible player when you started, and you did bad tasks, and that's just the way this game works. And then second, I disagree with Babe about the restrictions that Pixie mentioned. I think I have an idea about starting the next era, and it has something to do with what she said. You should have to complete player photo plus, is what I like to call it. So it's player photo in addition to something else. So you add something to your photo. So you have to do a photo and, I don't know, an essay about, I don't know, it's not an essay, but there should be something else. And I don't know what that thing is yet, but I'm in favor of putting some kind of a restriction on. I'll discuss it in the next topic.
Okay, I think we'll have that'll feed in nicely to the next topic. Senator Pixie?
I forgot to mention something, which is basically that the how-to part should be updated past, like, Dasnod or whatever the last era it actually was relevant, because a lot of everything has changed since. Basically, I think our site needs an update, and that would kind of help new players. And, like, linking the wiki and updating the wiki would also probably be a good plan. But I think that I've made my stance pretty clear.
Okay. I remember when I started playing, it took me a long time to figure out that we didn't actually have a very limited number of votes, as the new player manual suggested. Senator Spider, any rebuttal?
No further comments.
And Lotec?
I've got a lot of ideas about how to move forward, but I think that might pertain to the new era question. I don't know. I'd like to see Dark Aardvark's instruction manual kind of set up as a software user agreement when you sign up.